yeah. Welcome to Velvet Box Radio Station Podcast tonight, ladies and gentlemen, on the Thursday 26th. Happy Thanksgiving. Gobble, 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 gobble out there to you, ladies and gentlemen, and fans and friends and family. Well, we're going to have a good night tonight. We're going to be featuring a friend of mine, CD, tonight at 9 o'clock. We'll be featuring the whole show on him, Mr. Alex Smith, and his new coming CD, Gray Space. And we'll be playing some of those CDs that you probably like. So enjoy the music. I met this young man 2010. Great artist, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Justin Ballard. We're going to play a couple of songs off his CD 2010 called Post. That's the name of the CD, Post. And the first one is Overture. Enjoy. Gentlemen, we are back. We're going to play another tune off of Justin Ballard CD. Hope you like it. This one is called Infidel. 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 Oh yeah, that was Infidel by my friend Justin Ballard, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to take a pause for the calls because I teach guitar on the side, keyboards, and a lot of other different instruments, and I got a student going to be here in a few minutes, and then I'll be back to finish up what I was doing. All right. This is Velvet Box Records podcast radio station in the lovely land of Lust Park. It is 7:26. Oh, just turned to 7:27. Uh-huh, 7:27, ladies and gentlemen. All right, people, we are back. We just listened to a little Infidel by Justin Ballard, all the way from Chicago, Illinois, ladies and gentlemen. We got more music for you. But I got a friend of mine who stopped in the studio today. And we're going to bring him out here in a few minutes. Mr. Dave Wilson. I've been knowing that man for 30 years. 30 years. Me, him, Dave, Cold Talk. Yeah, we go back. We go back. But anyway, he'll be in the studio a little later. We'll be talking, having us a good time. Again, you are at Velvet Box Records podcast, ladies and gentlemen. Hosted by Pistol Pete himself. And again, this is going to be cool because Thursday night, it's going to be awesome. I got my friend who I'm going to be featuring his new album, Gray Space, Mr. Alex Smith. Hope you like his music. So we'll be definitely playing a lot of his music tonight. You just heard Justin Ballard. And we're going to play some more stuff before we get Mr. Wilson in the house. All right. So, again, happy Thanksgiving to everybody out there. It is 9:11 p.m. in the lovely land of Lust Park. This is being pre-recorded, but it will be out tomorrow. Thanks. Hey, if you want to take music lessons, just email pistolpeteinfo@gmail.com. Guitar lessons, bass lessons, piano lessons, theory lessons, you name it, we can teach you. He's the man. Happy Thanksgiving out there to everybody out there. Don't forget, don't be gathering. Wash your hands, wear that mask, use that hand sanitizer. And if you do love the people who you do love, you know what I'm talking about out there. You know what I'm saying? It's a crazy world out there. We got a new president and a new vice president, a woman vice president, which is really cool. And I think we're going to have a lady on our defensive taking care of overseeing our security. So that should be pretty cool. So hope she does the right thing. That's all I'm saying. I don't want to tangle with her, get my ass whooped. Wow. Don't do it, baby. Uh-oh. It's the latest news coming in. I'm in the studio with my brother, Mr. Wilson, Dave Wilson. How you doing, my friend?
Mm-hmm.
Grandpa.
We got a grandpa.
I know, man. Well,
And she is being spoiled.
Now, we've both been married a long time. Yep, I just got married again. Remarried. I was married in my first marriage 25 years. And she about the same, I think. That's right. There you go.
Not at all.
You know, here we are.
Blows my mind, you know, being
like
in
our parents
in the
now.
Industry and all, it just sucks. You know, I just saw that
on Facebook. Yes, I did.
Ice hogs. And next thing you know, the guy's walking up to us, telling us, "Going on deployment."
Good.
We're done.
Goobly goop.
And we just expected like 2 months, you know. Or
it's all good,
and that's
what it's all about. As long as you're happy. Are you kidding me? Oh, my God. I know we got that metronome in the back, you know, helping us keep our talking online. Usually the time I cut it off, but it won't be on the mix. If it does, I was like, oh, I'm sorry. Don't worry about it. It's the clock in the back.
No. Right.
Wow. That's a trip, dude. And how many kids y'all have? Two boys. Okay. No girls.
Well, you got grand.
Okay, you spoiling the hell out of her? Good, that's what you got to do. Well, you know, here we are. Have you ever thought in your wildest dreams that we'd be quarantined like we are?
Right after NAMM, remember Colin and all of them went out there where you guys were for that.
Right,
tour.
Right.
And
right.
We all came back.
Well, not.
We just got sick.
I tell you,
we got
about me.
Sick. Yeah,
I'm very optimistic.
And the doctors were all just.
We had just got back from Los Angeles.
You got the flu.
For the NAMM show in California.
Well, you know,
and,
I don't know if it's
Anaheim
NAMM or
and
if it's my, of my
one of my endorsees.
You know, setting up for touring
they
and
from China.
Stuff, you know, so I mean,
and they ain't that far from Wuhan.
Cases.
Okay,
come
seriously,
from, you know, seven
they are close.
In a week.
I mean, he lives in a small town, and I think Wuhan is probably about 2-3 hours
sweating
away from
and
his house.
Else, you know, on his road
and
cases, you know,
it started there, and we've been conversating through Skype because
but
our business,
day,
and
hurts.
He builds
every
all my guitars
sneeze,
that I draw for him.
You know,
I draw
bad
I do a lot of designing guitars, so he's designing all my guitars.
Testing though, so I mean,
so he's staying in the house.
So,
getting
and I'm
food,
not going to
talking about
it,
it's been bad,
you know,
staying in the house.
Know,
he was in the house for 45 days, okay? I talked to him every 2 weeks. He's in the house for 45 days, then they started going out. And we started talking about building my new guitars that's going to be coming out. And all of a sudden, it hit us,
you know,
like in March. Right. For the NAMM. Really?
Well, we got it right at the end of February.
We are so blessed because we did not get sick.
Right. I've known people that have.
Right. Right.
I mean, I'm not saying it's not
it could
a
be,
thing.
That's right.
I don't know. I just think it's been. Blown
it could be.
A little more
that's right. That's right. Seven cities in a week. There's a bunch of people touching this shit.
Right.
So.
Right.
Right.
I'm not saying it isn't.
Oh my
you
God!
So? Not even a little bit. Okay.
Right.
Right.
Right. That's probably was the hit of it because I talked to a few of my other friends. Got hit with it, and they got sick, and
no.
It was like 3-4 weeks for them to get better, to even get back, and they still say they're not back. It's like, you're just saying.
Associate with, right, yeah.
Well,
you got
yes.
To.
Well, it's the crazy part. My last gig was March 14th when it hit the United States, and who knows how long it's been in the United States, even though it was March. It might hit us right in January when it hit out in Wuhan. Who knows? If you watch the movie Contagion,
you'll see how all this came about.
Right.
And but the crazy thing is, I have 10 friends died from it. And
one,
right?
Yeah.
No, it's not. I don't forget. I have a girl that works at the hospital. She's a nurse. I have another friend I teach in Colorado. She's a nurse. It's not no joke. And it ain't blowed out of proportion. No, not a little bit. I'm sorry. I'm for real. And I'm seriously. I've been literally. I don't smoke nothing with nobody. I try not to. And only if I do, it means I know who you've been with and all that stuff. And still you don't know. And I just got to be careful. I have rheumatoid arthritis, so I have to be very careful who I be with. That's why, you know, I'm not a person that goes out anyway and hang out in bars or nothing like that. Only thing probably was my thing is doing shows. And when I'm out there doing shows, you know, we talking, we singing, we spitting. And people spitting in your you know, that I ain't going to do. Now, the spring came, I played outside. You know, summer, outside. Same way this spring and summer, outside gigs. I'm not doing nothing inside to probably 2023. Good Lord, let me see it. That's what I'm doing. I'd rather play out because I build my business, building the record company, lessons. As long as I can do that here, I'm fine. You know, my girl work, right? I'm a happy mo. You know, I'm very a happy mo, dude. Plus, my girl works, so I'm sort of stable. You know, so this gives me more time, freedom to do what I think. One thing I can tell you about COVID, though, but COVID has brought us inside, brought families together, and brought imagination back. Because people,
right? I mean,
if you look back at the past with the technology, you know, you go out to eat, people don't even socialize.
Stuff, I mean, you didn't have what
like,
you had.
Now they do, but they socialize, right. But they not. I'm talking about family gatherings. You know, your cousin,
Evil
you want to talk to your cousin? He's on
play my game, or I'm on Skype, or I'm on Facebook, or I'm on Instagram.
So COVID brought something. To the table is to bring the families back together and bring back that you know, imagination, you know, the core of the family, you know what I mean? And that's how I was raised.
I know everything.
Because I go out to, you know, I don't even go out to dinner no more. Me and my girl, we love going out to dinner. And
no, but I mean, I can still remember back in the day when
even when we went out to dinner, we saw people
sitting there.
That's
one of my fondest memories about you.
Don't even talk to each other no more.
About your childhood.
Yeah.
You know?
Love it. You know, hey,
love it.
Hello, you know, my girl, she be on her phone like crazy. I don't care, you know, I don't care about that because I do too. But we do know how to take a break from our gadgets and conversate with each other. Thank you. They down. You know, that's right. Because you know, that's the way we grew up, Wilson. We didn't have all this shit. Right.
Yeah, right. I was down in the basement for that. You were upstairs doing that.
I'm a little older than you, so I didn't have Atari at the time, okay?
Yeah.
I just had my fire engine.
Off, while you were upstairs doing
Evil Knievel, that's right. Yeah. ESPs and shit. Right. Smash, bang, put them back together again. Hot Wheels and Johnny Lightning. Yeah. Oh, G.I. Joe.
We
had a restaurant. We had a restaurant when I was a kid. And, like, my dad died when I was 15.
Well, I bet you did. Oh, Wilson, don't tell everybody everything. Don't listen to him.
I don't know, man.
Right? Dude. Oh, my God. What? I have a documentary on YouTube. A friend of mine, it was 18 years in the making, and you know how you go out
and
play, you meet people, and you know, sometimes you don't be like into yourself, like some people are into you, your fans are, and this lady was talking and saying, oh, I love everything you do on Facebook, I love everything, oh, that documentary, I'm like, what documentary? I said, the only documentary I know is my friend that done it a few years back.
Yeah, right, I
That's, oh my God. Was you there at the house? Right there on Reveille.
Yep, me and Colton were sitting down in the basement while you were upstairs doing that.
Wow. Yeah. Well, it's on that's YouTube. Been a while, that's 18 years.
Yeah, that's been a long while ago.
Well, 19 now. Yep. It's on YouTube. Finally got on YouTube. They finished it. And I didn't know nothing about it. A fan told me up in going to what we was up. We was going up in Wisconsin. What's that when you take 90 to 48? What's that first town? It started with an A. What's the name of that? Whatever. That's where I was, and the lady came up to me. She said, "Oh, I love it! I love it!" What? So I got home and put it in YouTube, and there it is. Called 21st Century Blues Man. 21st Century Blues Man. I was in the basement while he's recording. Oh, you know what the killer part is, though, Wilson? I'm gonna have to stop this one on this one, because I'm being nice. I'm gonna have to stop it and go back.
A little bit here.
Like the snake in the sun in my facility, BFN Studios, distributed through Velvet Box Records. Third Hand Production, like Canthropy. Film Works. We do what I find. With a little peanut butter jelly.
Peanut butter jelly.
Yeah, my brother, Mr. Caleb Rogers on guitar. And also, I'm on doing some lead work and singing the vocals. Another one in the mix for you here, Mr. Pat Smalley, all the way from Chicago. He plays at the Harlem Avenue Lounge. I hope he's doing good. It's a CD he gave me back a long time ago.
He's doing good. So I'm a proud papa, you know. And then my stepson, he's upstairs and he's doing good. So
that was him that was there.
Yeah. Yeah. That's Garrett. That's my buddy.
We had a good time that night. That was a good night.
Good. Nobody caught COVID.
Nope.
That's a good thing, you know.
Nobody got nothing.
So that's what we made sure of that, you know. I mean, it was going to be a big wedding. We had people from China, Italy coming on.
I didn't even know you guys were going to do the wedding. I mean, I thought it was just going to be over online, you know. That's just why I wasn't at the wedding.
Well, yeah, it was going to be online,
you know.
We had
it online. That's just why I wasn't at the wedding.
Well, yeah.
Oh!
But I watched that. I watched it online. Just letting you know, I did watch it. I was there.
Oh, that's cool.
But you gave me the invite for the wedding, and I didn't think that the wedding was going to happen. I thought it was going to be just broadcasted.
You know? Oh, that's right.
I didn't know it was still a live event.
That's right. So she remembered then.
She remembered.
I didn't. I'm just being honest.
But, yeah, that's just why I wasn't there. I just thought it was going to be an online
at thing. Jefferson. And I said, you guys get married, you got to hook me up.
Right.
So
she remembered.
She remembered.
Well, Chris,
but, yeah, that's just why I wasn't there. So it was just, I just thought it was going to be an online thing. It's a COVID thing. And I started watching online.
I've been knowing
to
that kid since he was like 15.
Christopher's and all that.
All
I'm
you
like,
guys. It's so crazy.
Shit, I fucking missed this.
All of us been knowing each other a long, long time.
Yeah. He does good work, don't he?
Right.
He's a phenomenal drummer,
right.
Too.
Open jam night.
Right.
All of you guys.
Yep.
It was around about 96.
Well, you know, I first met you at the Rusty Nail.
About 36 years.
That was the first time I met you. It was the open jam nights.
Yep. Me,
and
you, and Dave.
I don't know how long ago.
Somebody
that
asked me,
fuck,
you know
fuck,
Dave
fuck,
Wilson?
Man,
I said, do I know Dave Wilson? Yeah, of course I know Dave Wilson.
Yeah.
So
that was the first time.
Both
of
the days, yeah.
Yep, and then it's been nice that friendship since.
Yep, me, you, and Dave.
Yep.
Somebody asked me, you know Dave Wilson? I said, do I know Dave? Of course I know Dave.
That's right.
Dave Longtime.
I still tell stories.
Last names.
You know, people still call
too many
Wilson,
Dave.
You know,
Dave!
I still tell stories.
With the real
like,
Dave,
like,
stand
like,
up. Wait a minute.
And Pete looks around the room. He goes, "From now
well,
on, you
know
Wilson.
I'm glad you
you're
stopped
cold
by. The reason why
you're
I'm
you're
doing
da,
my
da,
own
da.
Podcast, I call it a podcast radio station because I'm
right.
going to be playing
but
local
it,
artists.
Stand up, wait a minute.
But it works
anywhere,
you know,
anywhere,
stuck and,
any
yeah.
type of music.
Good
so
thing.
You can put the word out, like, hey, I'll promote your music. You ain't got to worry about it. But the main thing I do want the music to be copywritten." Or at least certify with it, you know, nobody can't steal nothing from them. And I'm not trying to take nothing. I'm not trying to make no money. I'm just trying to keep the music alive. And you listen to the music today, dude, it just sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Sucks. Radio station. The radio station sucks.
No.
Right.
Right. So I'm going to have to get right.
It's getting ready.
Everybody sounding the same.
Music is getting ready to hit another revolution.
Country rock, funk music took over.
Right?
Contemporary
well,
country.
Who knows what it's going to be?
They
now,
took away the metal in a way.
It's
they
just
took
the
away
same old,
the hard
same
rock.
Old.
You know, they got the classic rock going because
everybody's
of
everybody's pretty much collaborated
you know,
all you really can.
Superstars.
Because
you know, they got hit records.
Yeah.
You know? So, it's, but with the COVID, it's going to change some things. You know, and hopefully later down the road, I can play some of the bands I like. You know, without
right.
I like food. I'm right. not a fan of them, but I like them.
But with
Mm, I don't listen to too much. I'm so busy in the studio.
You're a Foo Fighters fan, right?
It's probably on Spotify.
They got a new album.
I love the Foo Fighters. That's the drummer from Nirvana, dude. Yeah, I love the Foo Fighters. I'm not a big fan of them, but they got some cool riffs, some cool lines. They got some cool music.
It's called Shame.
The drummer is a true leader. I can't say that.
Man. Right, yeah.
I'm not a big fan of them, but they got some cool lines. Yes, yeah. Right, right. I understand.
Oh, man.
Well, I hate to tell you this. Only the superstars is for these young kids now. We too old for it. That's why I'm going to be like Sound City. That's what I'm going to do. I'm building a studio that everybody can come to.
Yeah, he'd be the one I'd want to
later on when I get a bigger house or I buy me a building or something on the side because I think my wife don't want me to be in the house playing music, even though she loves me playing music, but she know I get a little carried away. You know, but that's okay. I got a good woman. I got a good woman that lets me, you know, it's so weird. This woman been around me her whole life.
All wives. Yeah.
Her cousin even saved my life. You know, and here we are, married. It's crazy. It's crazy, man.
Yeah, she's talking about stories.
And you know what's really crazy? She has I've the heard same stories. Middle name as me. California, my biological mother, Marie.
Here we are. That's my wife, Mary.
Mm-hmm. What?
That's crazy. That's
crazy, are you crazy? My mother, I couldn't believe because, you know, we got to get your certificate, your wedding license. I had to go and call my mama and ask her, what's your middle name? She said, Marie.
That's
said,
my
what?
My wife's middle name.
What?
Spelled the same way, are like my girls. Crazy? I was like, oh, my God.
My mom, I couldn't believe because, you know, we got to get you.
And when my mom met her in California, first time, she loved her. Second time, we met her.
I said, what?
My mom didn't even want to talk to me. She said, where my baby? Talking about my wife.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's my mama. So now, you know, I mean, even my little nieces and nephews looked at, they never had a white person come in their house ever in their life. Yeah. So they was looking at her like she was like.
Yeah, that's mom's. My mom.
That's our uncle, but who in the hell is this? That's a white woman standing there. Yeah.
Really?
Everybody loves her, so it's all good. You want to talk about something or got some music for me to play? Right. Please bring it over, my friend. You know, because I'm always, this is what I'm doing.
Everybody loves her.
You know, I'm.
Right.
You should meet some of my friends who know me when I was younger. They said he's been the same way. Yep.
I like
my first studio was my bedroom.
You know, obviously I've known you. You've always had something going on.
I had two cassette players. Then left two cassette players. Went to two boom boxes and left two boom boxes to a little two track. And then two track to three track to four track to MIDI. And here we are today.
Right.
With technology, you know, and I love it, dude. Sometimes it drives me crazy. When it works when it works, and when it doesn't work, it sucks. Sucks. That's Studio A.
It sucks.
Yeah.
Now, there's one thing I don't see here. I just built this
Studio B for all the. I do a lot of electronic hip hop.
You'd always have that thing. I know that thing.
Funk type of stuff. And first thing they ask,
oh, that's over there now.
What DAW is you using? What software? I said Pro Tools. Oh, you got Logic? Okay. Yeah, I'm a Pro Tools guy, but I'd rather use Pro Tools, but that's all right. You like Logic? Okay, I use Logic. So, I put it this way, a DAW is a DAW in a way.
Pro Tools.
And as long as you can get the recording sounding good. But in a way, what I'm learning with Pro Tools and Logic, Pro Tools does have a deeper depth in it. That's why I think a lot of hip-hop and rappers like it. And Pro Tools is the standard, and just it can go anywhere, and it's a cleaner. To me, it's cleaner and brighter, so I can mix dump down from here and put it in Pro Tools and stuff. You know, I mean, technology changed a lot. Where we used to use tape, now we got hard drives, and you know, I could put everything on this. Step,
yeah. Instead of a little flash drive or cassettes.
I still can do CDs. I still can do cassettes. Right.
Yeah.
Right. Ain't that crazy?
Yeah. A thumb drive.
Instead of walking around doing this like years ago to fix the lights. You know?
Right. I do the same thing with lighting. I can walk around that with lighting
but
and just plug
it's
it in.
Focusing with technology.
Doing this,
mm-hmm.
like years ago,
right? Yeah,
fix the lights.
Right. You know? Yeah, it's good.
There you go. Man.
I mean, you still
right.
gotta focus
right.
them and all that. But
it's
I mean,
amazing, man. It's amazing. It's just, that's what I'm saying. That's why these young generations can
I'm,
go in their bathroom and make a hit record with the iPhone
anywhere,
or the Galaxy phone
anywhere
or the
want,
iPad.
Any
you know,
venue.
If I turn on my iPad, you'll be amazed to see what I have on there, dude. I got amplifiers. I got no. No, it pissed me off when they make something cheesy that looks cool and doesn't work. That pisses me off. Like, I got all the Mason Boogie rectifiers and triplifier amps.
Does it piss you off?
No.
It don't. It doesn't piss you off? Because
it pisses me off when they make something cheesy that looks cool and doesn't work. That
right.
pisses me off.
Like, well, that does piss me off. I... Right.
Right.
It's you know what?
I mean,
that
what
does piss
me off.
Here I am, 58
like,
years old. I've been studying, playing. Everybody says, this is
but
what you got to do to
kids,
get here.
Like you just
I
said,
done
go
all
sit
the steps.
Somewhere.
Every step,
you know?
Every decade.
And then just
and
come
I'm
out with a number one.
Stagnant to me. And every time I get to the top,
right.
some stupid. No. Well,
every step. Every step possible.
911. When that happened, I was on the pinnacle, getting ready to hit
right.
the corporate field. And then, bam, dropped me back down. Now this.
Fuck.
I had a national, two national tours coming up.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I had.
You really were, yeah.
I got two new CDs going to be coming out. But
mm-hmm.
I can take my time now.
Not COVID, yep.
And I had stuff going on in California.
Yeah,
so all that
supposed to be the year of tours.
Right.
Just tossed out the window, and we got to start all over again. That's the crazy part. Oh, I hope so.
Mm-hmm. So all that,
yeah.
Just tossed out the window,
right?
And we got to start
the mic a little bit.
Yep.
Well, yes.
Well,
it's
when it starts, it's gonna be hitting, man. I mean, shit's gonna be hitting the fan, dude.
Right.
There's gonna be so many tours, so many every live venue. Out there,
right. ain't no help at all.
I mean,
it's
this is gonna be awesome,
dude. As musicians,
I
know,
I out that
crying,
right now. This is the
getting jobs
right now, and you know,
right.
There's really no more help
right.
for
it's everybody.
In
it's everybody.
Right it's dried up, you know. Oh, there's people behind the
right.
scenes like me. Right. You know, it's not just the musicians. I mean, it trickles down. Yeah, it's everybody.
Right, right.
You know,
right.
I was just living off the
right.
bar gigs there
right.
for a little bit, you know, $50 here, $100 there, whatever, you know. Just to surpass, you know, and that.
Yeah,
then,
well, that's what's
happening.
That
you know?
Is what's happening.
And everything pretty
Dave,
much ran out for all
like
of
I
us.
Like I said,
that are in this
I
industry.
Had 10 friends die
so, I mean,
of COVID.
It's going to suck.
I got other friends
a lot of us
who are like me.
End up just,
I never had a job in my life.
Job and
I had
just staying
a couple
with
of jobs.
New job, you know?
I've been blessed.
Yeah.
You know? So this is the first time I ever had.
Like I said, 10 friends died of COVID.
Never had a gig.
Other friends who are like me.
Not really. It ain't killing me.
Right.
What's killing me, I can't play.
You've been
but
blessed.
But it's not, that's killing
right.
me. I can't, the, just, I mean, I'm going to have to build all that back up, you know, because we ain't been doing
right.
no show.
And it's killing you.
You know?
No?
What's killing me, I can't play.
Well, that's what I mean. The live energy.
Well, they're going to, I already can tell you, they ain't going to be picking a lot of bands. They're going to pick the bands that I think made the money.
No.
And got their shit together.
And bars,
so all
you
these
know,
bullshit
when they start
bands,
back up,
y'all
yeah,
might as well
they,
forget.
They're gonna be hesitant,
you know.
What,
so
what
you better be good,
be
right? Because they hurting too. They ain't got all that money
bringing
like they.
Money.
I tell you, another thing would hurt a lot of bars
right.
and a lot of businesses, restaurants. I don't care what kind of business. You got to think when you
right,
run in a big
know,
company.
They want they want to bring
restaurant,
in some money,
bar,
bring the money.
Small, big, whatever.
Yeah.
You need to remember rainy days. That means when it's a day like this,
no.
you better have something put up. And I understand a lot of people didn't see it coming,
But some people just think that way. And a few bars that I know did that. But there's a lot of other bars I know.
Yeah, you got to.
And are going to fold. Because they blew their money. They living by bar day by bar day, check by check, week by week. Unemployment. The employees. Look at, I mean, people in line for food. You know, it was in I think that was in Pasadena, California. They were showing this church giving out food, and they was talking about, wow, it usually be 100, 200 people. Now we getting 1,700, 1,800, almost 2,000 people coming for food. You know, all doesn't matter what color you are. You know, COVID is like crack. It don't care. Right. It's like any, like heroin, meth. It don't care. You know? And we got to be smart. We got to be smart. First of all, I don't like going out too much anyway. Because my life was a bar. You know? I miss it.
Nope.
I do miss it. But I'm going to be definitely more cautious when I do come back. You know? When I got shields built. I got all types of stuff going on to protect myself. Protect my band and protect my fans. So we protect each other. And I think that's what's going to happen in a lot of the bar scenes. You know, I think what's going to happen, they're going to have protective shielding. Bingo! I done played in that. Yep. Now it's going to be plastic. You sort of see it now when they put the drummer in the glass cage, but the whole band's going to be in a glass cage. You know what I'm saying? So it's nuts out there. Well, Wilson, thank you for coming by, and it's good to see you.
Right.
You know, anytime you got something to talk about, you want to say something, you come over here. You're welcome. You're welcome to and spread the news about me doing this podcast radio station. I'm looking for local bands.
I've had a good time.
Over, do acoustic thing pretty soon when we can let people in. But you can send me MP3s through my email, which is pistolpeteinfo@gmail.com. Or you can send me a CD pretty soon. I'm gonna get a P.O. box because I don't want everybody to know my address. And I'm going to be airing this coming Thursday. So I got to edit everything today and get it rolling. So thanks for stopping by, man. Yes, sir, man. Awesome, man. So we'll be talking to you soon. I am letting him go. My name is Pistol Pete, hosting for Velvet Box Radio Podcast Station. Talk to you later. Thank you.
Dude, thanks for having me, man. I've had a good time.